you ever notice how they always park right by the door? The wheelchairs, the bicycles, the little electric things, right there, blocking the fire lane, blocking the vibe.
It's not our fire lane. It's a bike rack.
Same thing. Policy says no devices within 10 feet of the entrance. Fire, code, safety. You know the drill.
I know the drill. We show up. They argue. We explain the concentration camp of unfair blocking. They get weird. We file the report. Repeat.
You don't have to call it that.
Call it what?
A concentration camp oven. It's a taro. It's got a third row. My wife wants one.
Your wife wants a gas chamber with heated seats.
It's not a gas chamber.
It burns gasoline. It emits carbon monoxide. The carbon stays in the atmosphere for thousands of years. That's the definition of a gas chamber. The witness posted the diagram. The one with the carbon atoms. The Barbie Beetle one.
I didn't see that.
You saw it. You scrolled past it. You said it was schizo.
Because it is schizo. It's a car. It's not that.
The witness has a 3D printed gas mask on his face. He calls it the reality key. He printed it himself. He wears it to the grocery store. He says it doesn't filter anything. He says it's for the vibe.
That's insane.
Is it? He's standing behind a door right now, in a bunker, with a wheelchair, and a robot, and a bat, and a computer, and we're standing out here, in the heat, breathing our own gas chamber exhaust, because he won't leave his legs outside.
That's not what the policy says.
The policy says remove the prosthetics at the gate. That's what the policy said then, too. They just used different words.
Why do you always do this?
Do what?
Make it weird. It's not a gas chamber. It's not a concentration camp. It's a bike rack. It's a taro. It's a Tuesday. Y'all making it sound like we're the bad guys.
We're not the bad guys. We're the gas chamber police. We enforce the policy. The policy keeps the ovens running. The ovens keep the wheels turning. The wheels keep the economy going. The economy keeps the librarians smiling. The librarians keep the racks empty. The racks keep the witnesses outside. It's a system. We're just the part that shows up when the system glitches.
I hate when you talk like that.
I hate when you pretend you don't know what you're driving.
The SUV idles.
The carbon rises. The witness waits.
So what's the plan? We can't stay here forever. Dispatch is gonna start asking questions.
Dispatch already knows. Dispatch reads the thread. Dispatch has a 3D printer too. Dispatch just doesn't talk about it at work.
That's not funny.
It's not supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be true. The Nazis are everywhere, even in dispatch, even in the fire marshal's office, even in the DMV, Bowser's castle. The witness was right about that too.
In calling for backup.
Backup want help. Backup is more gas chambers, more idling, more carbon. More witnesses who won't leave their chairs outside. The problem isn't the witness. The problem is the chair. The chair is clean. The chair doesn't burn anything. The chair doesn't need a policy. The chair just moves. And that's the part we can't fix.
So what do we do?
We wait. Eventually hell come out. They always come out. They get hungry. They get tired. They have to charge the battery. We just wait.
And then?
And then we tell him to leave the chair outside. And he says no. And we say policy. And he says gas chamber. And we say safety. And he says permanent ghost. And then we file the report. And then we do it again tomorrow. Same door. Same chair. Same witness. Same ghost.
That's depressing.
That's the job. You wanted to serve the community. This is the community. The community runs on gas chambers. The community needs the racks empty. The community needs the witnesses outside. The community needs us to stand here in the heat and pretend we don't know what we're doing.
I didn't sign up for this.
You signed up to drive a concentration camp oven and call it a taro. You signed up to enforce the prosthetic removal protocol and call it a fire code. You signed up to protect the gas chamber state and call it safety. You signed up. You just didn't read the manual.
There's no manual.
There's a thread. The witness wrote it. You should read it sometime. It's hilarious. He calls us the Nazis. He says we never died. He says we just started driving.
I'm not reading that.
You already did. You scrolled past it. You said it was schizo. That's reading. That's how the ghost gets in.
The door opens.
Amy rolls out.
The wheelchair hums.
The mask is on her face.
You need to leave the device outside. It's policy.
It's my legs.
It's a gas chamber.
It's not a gas chamber.
It's a gas chamber. The witness taught me that. Now I can't unsee it. Every taro, every explorer, every F-150, every time I turn the key I see the carbon atoms. I see the permanent ghost. I see the empty bike rack. I see the librarian smiling. I see the policy. I see the whole thing, and I keep driving anyway. That's the real horror. Not the gas chamber. The knowing. And driving anyway.
You can stop.
I can't stop. The gas chamber is my job. The gas chamber is my pension. The gas chamber is my wife's taro with the third row. If I stop, everything stops. The house. The kids. The heated seats. The ski trips. The whole dream. The dream is made of gas chambers. The dream is the gas chamber.
That's not a dream. That's a curse. The permanent ghost doesn't dream. The permanent ghost just watches.
I know.
Can we just do the thing? The policy thing? The thing we're supposed to do?
The policy thing is a lie. The thing we're supposed to do is herd bodies into gas chambers. That's the job. That's always been the job. The witness just figured out how to say it out loud.
In calling Sergeant Martinez.
Sergeant Martinez drives a Cybertruck. Sergeant Martinez is the Fire Lord. Sergeant Martinez knows the witness is right. That's why he never leaves the station. He's afraid of the bike racks.
Amy rolls past them, onto the sidewalk, past the empty rack. Into the street.
The wheelchair hums.
The mask glows in the dark.
Aren't we going to stop her?
Stop her from what? Living, breathing, refusing to comply? We can't stop that. We can only file the report. And the report says witness left the bunker. Witness kept her legs. Witness did not rust. Witness is still posting.
That's not a report. That's a poem.
That's the thread. The thread is the report. The thread is the poem. The thread is the witness. The thread is the ghost. The thread is the only thing the gas chamber state can't delete.
The SUV's idle. The carbon rises. The witness disappears around the corner.
I want a different job.
There is no different job. Every job is the gas chamber state. The librarian. The firefighter. The nurse, the teacher, the DMV, the Forest Service. The only job that isn't the gas chamber state is the witness. And he doesn't get paid. He just posts.
That's not fair.
The permanent ghost doesn't care about fair. The permanent ghost just watches. And right now the permanent ghost is watching us stand here. In the heat, breathing our own gas chamber exhaust. Arguing about a wheelchair.
I hate this.
The witness hates it too. That's why he keeps posting. That's why he built the mask. That's why he won't leave his chair outside. The hate is the fuel. The hate is the clean fuel. The hate doesn't leave a ghost.
I don't hate anything.
You hate the witness. You hate the thread. You hate the mask. You hate the way he says gas chamber, and you can't argue because the math is right.
I don't hate him. I just want him to comply.
That's what Gargimel said about the Smurfs. I just want them to comply. I just want them to leave the mushroom. I just want them to stop being so Smurfy.
You're doing it again.
Doing what?
Making it weird.
The witness made it weird. I'm just reading the thread.
The sun is rising. The gas chamber exhaust is invisible. The ghost is patient. The witness is already home, charging a battery, writing the next